The $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package has a lot in it, and potentially a lot for Massachusetts. Senator Ed Markey's office says the Commonwealth is set to receive about $8 billion to improve highways and public transit. And that made us wonder how much $8 billion really is in the grand scheme of things. I mean, it's a lot of money. But when it comes to roads, bridges, rails, is it? And the best way to spend it, what is that if the bill gets signed by the president? So we called up an old friend of the show and a longtime transit advocate, former Massachusetts Governor Mike Dukakis. And he began by telling us how he's thinking about that $8 billion.
Well, it's never enough. I mean, I will get into that in some detail, but it's an important major step forward. It's not just for Massachusetts, but it's for New England, because this has got to be a New England-wide and northeastern effort to get us into the 21st century, and to do so preferably not only with good highways and bridges and that kind of stuff, but preferably with a first-class rail passenger system that serves all of New England and connects us to the Northeast Corridor and the rest of the country. And lots of projects out there that people have been working on for some time. The one that isn't getting enough attention, in my opinion, is the North-South Rail Link, which both I and Governor Weld have been strongly supporting for a long time. We've got a 400-mile corridor in the Northeast Corridor stretching from Maine to Washington, D.C., with a one-mile hole in the middle of it in downtown Boston. And so, not only does that make no sense at all if you're serious about modern high-speed rail, but that project alone would take 60,000 to 70,000 cars off the road in metropolitan Boston every day.
Could this bill get us there? Is it the kind of trigger to get us over the hump that we need?
It certainly can, but the state's leadership has got to take this very seriously. And unfortunately, we are not getting the kind of support that I would like to have seen from Governor Baker and his administration when it comes to this particular project. And it's just so critical. I mean, isn't this absurd? A one-mile hole in the middle of a 400-mile rail corridor and the most popular and the most heavily used part of the entire Amtrak system. So I hope we can convince everybody that the North-South Rail Link is an essential part of this. There certainly are the resources to do it, no question about it.
What else do we need to do with that $8 billion?
Take a look at the region's needs and essentially complete a first-class rail passenger system. For example, east-west. Do we go all the way to the Berkshires? Well, that's an interesting question, but at a minimum, we ought to have excellent rail service, not just from Boston to Worcester, but Boston to Worcester to Springfield. And the folks in the western part of the state want that very badly, and it's essential for their future. So that's an important thing. South Coast Rail, good Lord, how long is it going to take us to connect the folks in New Bedford, Fall River, and Taunton, and that part of the state, with Boston by rail? That's an essential part.
So that's all rail, Governor Dukakis. I think about all the conversations we've had in the last couple of years about changes we need to make to our highway system to better manage traffic congestion. I get improving rail is a key part of doing that. Questions about bridges and infrastructure, things falling
all
apart on us.
But you won't make much progress by expanding highway capacity. We know that. Why? Because as soon as you build a project, it fills up with more cars. This has got to be an essentially rail-oriented approach. And if we do that, we'll not only reduce congestion dramatically, but we'll serve a lot of communities in this state that need and want excellent rail connections. And we're ready to go in this. I mean, there's no secret mystery about this. We know what we have to do: South Coast Rail, East-West, North-South Rail Link. Those are the key projects. Now, we also have got New England partners who need some rail improvement as well. New Hampshire to Boston, for example, is important. The western part of the state can be well served by rail improvements. So it's not that I don't think we've got to improve our bridges and that kind of thing, but we know that adding highway capacity just doesn't work.
So, you've painted an urgent picture here about a lot of infrastructure investment in rail, which I know has long been a key area for you. You were on the board of Amtrak, for example,
right,
for our listeners who may not know. I look at this bill. It's made it through the Senate during a time when, boy, is it hard to get anything done in Congress, it seems, from watching. It faces really still a fight because the House is not willing to take it up until they've pushed through another $3.5 trillion spending package that the Senate doesn't want. What does it feel as a former governor from a different era to watch this play out in Congress? And can this bill get finished?
Well, first, none of these things are easy. On the other hand, we heard all about infrastructure from the former president day after day, week after week. He never got anything done. We're on the verge of doing very important things right now with bipartisan support. And my hat's off to the Republicans as well as the Democrats that have worked so hard to get this legislation and get these projects moving. There's more to be done. And my hope is that folks across the political spectrum will see and understand that. I think they do. I think they do, and I think that's the reason that so many of us feel so good about the fact that Congress has acted or will be acting, certainly the Senate and the House, on this. So I'm quite optimistic, to tell you the truth. I think this is a great opportunity for us. It puts people to work, creates good jobs, and more than that, dramatically improves the quality of life for the people of Massachusetts and of New England and the Northeast.
So not to put too fine a point on it, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said the House is not going to pass this bill that came out of the Senate until they also pass and the Senate passes a larger reconciliation package, this $3.5 trillion bill that takes a much more broad and differently centered look at infrastructure. That could be a real throwdown, and it could lead to this smaller infrastructure package not getting passed. Do you agree with that strategy, and what does it mean for the Commonwealth if it doesn't get passed?
Well, I don't think we have an option here. I don't think we've got any alternative. We've got to move on this. This is a very, very important step forward. Can we get the broader package? Yes, I think we probably can, but it's going to be tougher. But in the meantime, I think it would be a mistake to essentially sacrifice what has been a very impressive bipartisan effort to wait to get a much more expanded package. I know that's what the Speaker would like to do. I admire for it. I support it. But in the meantime, let's get cracking on this thing. Let's get people to work, and let's give ourselves a modern transportation system. I mean, it's really kind of embarrassing. You go to Europe, if you go to the Far East, you're on high-speed trains that are moving all over the place and carrying millions of people. And we're just kind of trailing along here. That's not the American way, it seems to me. So, and this is a great opportunity to do it.
So I hear you, and you've laid out what the money can do for us. As I listen to you talk about what we need to do and how long it's been important to do it with the various rail packages that you're talking about, I find myself wondering, what about the political will to do it? Let's say the $8 billion is on the table. You've already said that you're concerned about not enough leadership here in the state. Is the political will there to use this money in the ways that you are laying out?
I think the answer to that question is yes, and I think it's going to be very difficult to not take advantage of what is a long overdue opportunity to give us a first-class modern transportation system. And I think you'll see folks on both sides of the aisle moving to make that happen. Sure, there are going to be some holdouts, but I'm impressed with the effort that has been made already. I think it's going to continue, and I'm quite optimistic about this.
Okay, so then two prognostications. One, when does this bill become law? This year?
Oh, sure.
And two, when do we see the rail vision that you're imagining on the ground after this bill gets passed?
That depends on the ability of the state's transportation agency and other states' transportation agencies to move and move quickly and effectively. There's no excuse with this kind of opportunity. There's no excuse for delay. There's no excuse for bureaucratic stumbling around here. We know what we've got to do. It's time we did it.
That was former Massachusetts Governor Mike Dukakis.